This is Dakota Datebook for October 30th. There was a man in Grand Forks named Royal L. Boulter who was an innovator and an inventor. Back in 1896, R. L. Roy Boulter secured a patent from the U.S. Patent Office for what he called a bicycle boat. Ray Boulter, who lived from 1867 to 1947, had a brilliant yet simple idea. His bicycle boat consisted of a bicycle frame, handlebars, and pedals mounted on two canoes. He used small paddle wheels, miniature versions of a steamboat's paddle wheels, to propel the contraption forward through the water. The operator sat on a bicycle seat and pushed the pedals with their feet. A chain drive transferred the power to the paddle wheels. Steering was simple. The rudder was connected directly to the bicycle-style handlebars. Boulter provided stability by attaching the bicycle apparatus securely to the insides of the two canoes using strong wooden rods. He claimed that one person, the rider, could readily propel the machine when loaded with four persons in the boat at the rate of 8 miles per hour in still water. He said his invention could carry a larger load at a faster speed than a rowboat powered by oars, and it was much safer than an ordinary boat because it was much less liable to be overturned by waves. Boulter also said that it was comparatively cheap to make and had an artistic appearance. He did admit the framework had to be made mostly of wood to reduce the amount of sinkable material. The idea of a bicycle boat was popular in the mid-1890s when bicycles were all the rage. Roy Boulter got his patent at the same time several other inventors were granted patents for similar designs using a rowboat, a single canoe, or a catamaran. Nothing much came of Boulter's invention at the time, but he did stir the waters locally with his ingenious contraption. Ray Boulter was well known in Grand Forks as the Minnesota-born manager of the local Western Union telegraph office. He worked there for 6 years, from 1892 to 1897. After that, he and his family moved west to Spokane, Washington, and later to California. On this date in 1947, a newspaper reported that Ray Boulter had died in Planada, California, at the age of 80. As for his bicycle boat, it eventually evolved into what we now know as the two-person pedal boats seen at lakeside resorts across the country. Today's Dakota Datebook is written by Steve Hoffbeck. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.